Influencing and prioritizing demand. Influencing demand includes marketing and sales activities with customers. It also includes influencing product and brand management and the supply side of the organization to recognize and support actual customer expectations and requirements. Influencing demand involves settling on the most profitable product mix, developing complementary products that will grow the average profit per customer, setting strategic pricing, placing products at various physical or online distribution points to establish a presence and level of customer convenience, and promoting products through advertisement and other means. These activities can be summarized as the four P's of marketing: product, price, placement, and promotion. Since demand can be influenced only so much, organizations may also need to prioritize demand, so this is also discussed, using PDCA for planning and influencing demand. Succeeding at influencing demand requires not only generating and executing marketing and sales initiatives, but also determining if the plans are working as intended. If they are not, there must be a process in place to make course corrections during execution. One iterative and structured process that can be used to ensure that demand planning and influencing activities are being continually adapted to current situations is the Plan, Do, Check, Action, PDCA, defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A four-step process for quality improvement. In the first step, plan, a plan to effect improvement is developed. In the second step, do, the plan is carried out, preferably on a small scale. In the third step, check, the effects of the plan are observed. In the last step, action, the results are studied to determine what was learned and what can be predicted. The PDCA model incorporates performance measurement, feedback, and replanning into the processes of planning and executing activities. Note that while PDCA is described here for demand planning and influencing, it can be applied to any process, including the other components of the demand management process and the S and OP integration process. Plan. During the plan phase of the cycle, product/brand management, marketing and sales perform research and develop detailed strategies and tactics for influencing demand. The plan should include a budget, a schedule, and a list of tasks assigned to specific individuals for accountability. The plan should also set measurable targets indicating the increase in demand that the activity should generate. The plans are reviewed and approved prior to the S and OP meetings and are adjusted as needed during those meetings, resulting in commitments to execute a consensus plan. Part of the plan is to influence the organization to support actual customer expectations and needs. However, this influence must be directed toward the organization's business objectives. Specifically, this means that the organization should support only products and services that have a positive contribution margin. A positive contribution margin means that the increased demand will increase net income, profit, rather than simply increasing sales volume or revenue. Expanding product mixes and varieties to satisfy all customers could otherwise result in unsustainable costs and growth. Another key planning activity for product/brand management, marketing, and sales is to manage the promotion lifecycle. The promotion lifecycle is simply the product lifecycle with a generic marketing strategy mapped onto it. During introduction, the marketing strategy needs to inform the customer of the product's existence. During growth, the generic strategy is to persuade customers of the product's value with a goal of new or reinforced brand loyalty. During maturity and decline, the basic marketing strategy is to remind customers of the product with a goal of staying in the given phase for as long as possible. The marketing strategy is to offer a better value than competitors by highlighting differentiating features, by offering price reductions, or by doing promotions. Decline strategies may also include cross promotions for replacement products and exit strategies for discontinuing products being retired. During the do phase, product and brand management, marketing, and sales execute the plans. Product and brand management professionals launch, manage, and retire products. Marketing professionals work to influence demand and reinforce the brand value. Salespersons work to acquire new customers and retain and develop existing customers. Sales and marketing professionals may be required to provide the demand manager with periodic data on their results during execution. The marketing and sales managers and the demand manager exercise management and control during this phase by serving as problem solvers and by verifying that the correct activities are occurring. Check. During the check phase, the demand manager and or other demand-side managers review metrics against the plan and document other feedback, such as customer opinions on product pricing, features, and customer service levels. A key aspect of this phase is to determine the root cause of any differences between plan and actual results, that is, whether they arise from identifiable internal or external factors. These activities are performed periodically rather than waiting until the processes are complete. Dashboards are a common way to track and monitor metrics for demand-influencing activities. Action. During the action phase, the demand manager leads replanning efforts to respond to variances from the plan and address root causes of the variances. Replanning may call for increased or decreased investments in various activities, depending on what is and is not proving effective. The replanning process could be part of the lead-up to the monthly S&OP process, or it could be performed more frequently if required. However, many marketing efforts take a long time to show measurable results, so a long-term focus is typically necessary. Reviewing marketing promotions. The marketing plans that are developed may include promotions for specific product families or products. It is vital that operations professionals review these promotions and are briefed on their likely impact on demand. If promotions are not properly communicated, they can cause unexpected spikes in demand, and their ending can cause unexpected dips in demand. An important thing to understand is the type of promotion that is being made in relation to the product's location in its product lifecycle. The impact of the marketing spend may be very different at different parts of the lifecycle. A high investment in marketing often has a small impact during product introduction, while a small investment in reminder advertising during product maturity may have a big impact. While it is marketing's job to indicate the likely impact of a promotion, it is important that operations understands the lifecycle impact so that an exceptional demand forecast can be questioned if it seems unusual or in error. Another special situation where promotions can have an unusual impact on demand is potential product or service cannibalization. Product or service cannibalization is where some of the organization's products are competing against each other and increased sales of one will likely reduce sales of the other. This could be a substitute or a replacement product. Marketing needs to estimate the impact of this effect. It is important to understand that many people will strongly resist product or service cannibalization, especially when a new product introduction is threatening an existing product that is a strong revenue generator. However, it is usually better for the organization to cannibalize its own products than to let the competition do it. The famous case in this regard is Kodak, who developed a digital camera long before the competition, but shelved the project because it would have cannibalized their film sales, which was their primary revenue generator. While they may have delayed the demise of the film market, they also missed their chance to remain in the market at all. Prioritizing demand. Prioritizing demand requires operations and demand-side professionals to collaborate to revise the plan in a way that is feasible, cost-effective, and still works for the customers. Some examples follow. Demand prioritizing activities may involve convincing customers to accept substitutions or changes in purchase timing. The purpose of demand prioritization is to support the organization's business objectives, and sometimes the best way to support these objectives is to convince customers to purchase an alternative product, to delay purchases, or to accept a longer lead time. Substitution may occur because one type of product is in surplus or because there is limited capacity and not all customers can be served without making full use of other products in a product family. Convincing customers to delay purchases or wait in some form of queue can also accommodate capacity limitations or enable efficiencies, such as the ability to continue a longer run of one type of product before a changeover is needed. In another example, a promotion or discount could be timed to a period in which there is excess production capacity. Similarly, new product introductions or decisions to drop a product line can be timed to minimize the impact on other product lines.